Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, what an awesome God. Hallelujah, we pray, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I praise and bless your holy name. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're so worthy to be praised, God. I give you glory today. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, I love you, Lord. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord God. It came me almost shine to my shine. And all of us shine to my say, I yield to you, Father God. I'm not no longer my own. I've been bound with the past. I thank you, Father God. It come on shine out of the ocean. And shine out of ocean. Lord God, as I come before you, I humble myself, God, and I yield to you, God. I asking you for mercy upon your people, God. It's all about no more shine, no more shine. My God, it's under the ocean, and I'm shine. Now, God, because we're living in the last days, God, and we need you, God. Can't do nothing without you. Our power's in your hand. It's every shine. You have the resurrecting power, Jesus Christ, and the glory. Oh, God, I praise and bless you, God. What an awesome God. Father, would you move by your spirit today and destroy every yoke, God? Every burden, God, that's been placed upon your people, God. My God, he can't name me a shot. Now, God, every chicken trap that the enemy got, oh, shot, he gave you a shot, oh, shot. In the name of Jesus, that he tried to lay, God, destroy Satan's work. We bind you up, Lucifer, in the name of Jesus, to cut that ever shot. For greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Father, God, restore back with the cake of worm and the palm of worm that's eaten up, God. In the name of Jesus, God, send your word today, God. Amen. Oh, God, send your word, God, that they might hear a word in season. Oh, God, send your word, God, that somebody might be out of the Messiah. Deliver God in Jesus' name, God. Lord God, let us be made vessels of honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we are to the move by your spirit, God, and send the angels to God. Amen. And work for us in the name of Jesus. Lord God, Lord God, free those that are sick from all manner of sickness and disease. And God, turn it around in Jesus' name. God, do it now, pray, God, in Jesus' name. That people might know that God, you are the one that created the heaven and earth. And Lord God, to reign forevermore. Lucifer is a defeated foe. We bind the principalities and powers. In the name of Jesus, we bind those that are ruling spirits and those dominating spirits. We bind those that are lust spirits and lying spirits. We bind up those that are perverted spirits in the name of Jesus. Lord God, turn it around, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And God, give your people favor that may almost shine no more fire, that they may truly understand that God, without you, we can't do nothing. Oh, Father God, say now what the enemy is trying to mess up. Because Lord God, heard in the word, God, that you are a deliverer. And Lord God, you delivered Israel from across the Red Sea and brought them out of Egypt land. And on the Lord's sea, amongst the enemies, God. And Lord God, not only did you do that, but God, you spoil the enemy. Spoil our enemies today in the name of Jesus and bring them to an open shame in the name of Jesus. Send forth the word, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You must have mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, God, make over, son. Now, God, bless my children. Now, God, my sons and daughters in the Lord. Now, God, whatever they need, Father, I'm asking you, they come, oh, son. Hallelujah. Meet the needs in the name of Jesus. Serve the gift down on the inside of them. Oh, God, that they might speak a word in season. Now, God, pour out your spirit like never before. He come Messiah. Holy Ghost, have your way. Lord, speak to what nobody can stand before. Your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, give them holy boldness today, God. Give them courage today, God. Give them strength today, God. Give them a word in season today. Lord God, let them begin to prophesy. Lord God, every man, woman, boy, and girl that is walking in Christianity, the Jews as well, let them prophesy over their lives and speak deliverance in Jesus' name. Send a word to those that are on crack, those that are out there prostituting, those that are out there backbiting, those that are out there committing sin, and let them know, God, you still reign, and God, ain't nothing impossible for you. You can save that crackhead. You can save that woman from opening up her legs and committing sin. You can save that man from AIDS. You can save that man from persecution and all manner of righteousness, even those that are in prisons that don't have no hope. God, you became our hope with your Son, Jesus Christ, and I'm asking you to move by your Spirit. Let hope be seen in the earth realm. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and I pray, Lord God, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I give you praise today, and I give you all honor and all the glory. What a mighty God we serve that can do everything but fail. Financial problems, go back to the pits of hell. We have a God that all the cows have a path and heals. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Oh, my God, I thank you, God. Keep on pouring out your Spirit. Holy Spirit, I bless you in Jesus' name. Homoshe. Homoshata. Homoshe. Homoshe. Namoshata. Namoshe. Lord, your people need you. God, Lord, your people need you. How much that somebody has lost hope, but God, you can make hope alive again. Somebody don't know, amen, where the next meal is coming from, but God, you are provider. You are El Shaddai. You are the lily of the valley. You are that rose of Sharon. You can do everything but fail. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for Jerusalem. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord God, for turning it around in their favors. I pray for those all over the world, every nation, every race, creed, and color. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that they stop bowing down to Balaam, and they stop bowing down to Buddha, and they stop bowing down to Muhammad, and stop bowing to the true and living God. I pray that you resurrect them up. I pray for more laborers to come into the vineyard in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you stir up those gifts. Because many are called, but few are chosen. God, those that are chosen, God, let them stand forth with courage today and victory and healing in their wings. Let them rejoice because, God, every morning we wake up. We wake up in hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, with victory, hallelujah. And then we go through the day for the Bible saying, you load us with benefits daily. Now, God, load them today with benefits and let them know, God, that ain't nothing gone that you don't see. And ain't nothing happened that you don't know ahead of time. But even you hold the sand of the earth in your hand, and ain't nothing impossible for you. Oh, I praise you. Oh, I bless you. Oh, I love you. I love you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thanking you, Father God. I yield myself to you. Almost shot my voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. You know, this is Monday, amen, and this is Bible study day. Amen. But because I'm led by the Spirit of God, amen, thank you, Jesus. He said those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons, and I have to say to the daughters of God, amen, and I must do what the Holy Spirit tell me to do because I'm inbound to him. Amen. I've been made a slave to the will of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't want to do anything but walk in obedience. Amen. I set everything down. I let everything go. Amen. Years ago in order to follow God. Amen. It's not been easy. It's been a difficult journey. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I walked in uncharted territories. Amen. And I've had nobody to lead me but the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, and God. Amen, to walk me through this. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because if it would have been for men, I would have been dead a long time ago. People have used witchcraft on me. They have put it in my food. They have done everything. But God say, yet yield to me because you still will preach the gospel. Amen. So I just praise God, amen, for his power and his love. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to make an announcement. Amen. Prophet James, amen, one of the greatest men I have met, amen, in this season, amen, that expounds upon the word and speak true prophecy, and Prophet Morgan, amen, thank you, Jesus. Both of Blog Talk will be on Blog Talk today, amen, with a revival, amen, thank you, Jesus. And you guys need to literally listen in to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. We have gone astray. We have turned our backs on God. Amen. And these young men, amen, have been anointed and appointed by God for such a time as this to bring in the truth. Amen. Because it's the Oshaya. I feel, hallelujah, good in my spirit. The truth will make you free. It'll set you free. And thank you, Jesus. I just praise, amen, God for Prophet James, amen. And his phone number for the Blog Talk show is 646-929-1310. Thank you, Jesus. And it comes on Central Standard Time, I think, at 4 o'clock. But go to your page, amen, and listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. These men have been sold out to the Lord. And I don't just say that because I got a mouth, amen, but I say that by the Spirit of God, amen. These men have sold themselves out to the Lord. They are non-compromising, amen, and when they speak, amen, they're able to speak it and stand up, amen, and speak it because it's truth. So listen today, amen. At 4 o'clock, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I give God the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Again, Prophet James' phone number to Blog Talk will be 646-929-1310. 646-929-1310. So I praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. Amen. And I told you I was led by the Spirit, amen, today, amen. So we won't speak about in the beginning Genesis 1, amen. But I have a word, amen, that's in season. And I must tell you what the Lord says, amen, because it's vitally important, amen, that we hear, amen, what God is saying to the church, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I always give you a thought, amen, to meditate upon because we got to meditate upon his word. When you meditate upon his word, it begins to resonate, amen, begin to reside in your soul and your spirit realm, amen, and take life, amen. And that's what keeps us, amen. Thank you, Jesus. So I love the word of God. Amen. In the book of Isaiah 6, Hosea 6 chapter, it said, come and let us return unto the Lord. For he had torn, and he will heal us. He had smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Amen. Somebody's wanting to know if they're going in the right direction today. Somebody's wanting to know if they're literally following after God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But the Bible says, amen, come, let us return unto the Lord. For he hath torn and he will heal us. God is healing somebody today. He hath smitten. Somebody's going through a lot of problems. It looks like a hopeless situation. Amen. But learn, amen, and learn how to trust in God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And he's going to literally, through this being torn and being smitten, that's when you're being built up. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Bible say he will bind us up. Amen. When you bind up something, that literally means you're taking it and you're putting it in a straight position where that it can't not go to the left or to the right. He's binding up the wounds, amen, the scars that have, amen, tried to be a part of your life that should have been gone a long time ago, whether it's a scar of rejection or somebody that's did some kind of wickedness to you, told a lie on you, or put you in a position where you cannot help yourself. Amen. He's binding up the brokenhearted. Amen. Isaiah 61 chapter speak about the Spirit of the Lord. And also Luke chapter 4. And after 2 days, he will revive us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we're looking for, a revival. Amen. In the land. And Prophet James is giving that revival today and starting off today. He revive us. Amen. In the third day, he will raise us up. And we shall live in his sight. Amen. Some of us are walking around here as dead as a doornail. Amen. Looking for an answer. Women are opening up their legs. Amen. And doing everything just to get a light bill paid. Amen. And men are laying down with these nasty women. Amen. And don't know what kind of venereal disease follow them. What kind of spirit they're going to take home to their next lover or to their wives. Amen. And all because of the sinful nature that we have done towards the Lord. But the Bible wants us to return unto the Lord, for he had torn us. He had literally, amen, torn us because we were living in sin. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life. Amen. Doing everything we were big enough to do. But the Bible say, a woman that liveth in pleasure is dead while she yet live. Amen. I'm telling you, man, keep your pants zipped up. Woman, keep your leg closed. Amen. If you want your light bill paid, amen, and you have to live without lights for a whole month before you get the money to turn them back on, you wait on God, because God is trying to save you from something that, amen, down the line will cause you much heartache and trouble. Amen. You hear a lot of women, amen, and men, amen, in the olden age, after they done got old and stricken, amen, in their old age with all kind of diseases and walking around, amen, looking poverty-stricken and walking around, amen, looking like everything. When the Bible said, even at my old age, God will make me look as young as I'm supposed to look and restore me, amen, to a youthful person. But we done did so much against God. Amen. And ourselves. We done sinned and made ourselves, amen, corrupt in our own sinful nature and listening to Satan until we done fallen short, amen, and messed up our lives, amen. I'd rather be, hallelujah, a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to get out there and do something that's going to last a few seconds, or go out there and rob a bank, or go out there and do something that's going to cause me heartache, amen, and suffer my third and fourth generation. Hallelujah. I'd rather be that doorkeeper than to go out there and sin. So the Bible said, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. The only way you're going to know if you follow the Lord is that you return back to him and stop sinning against the God that we serve. God has been too good to us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He still wakes up the crackhead every morning, and they go out there and sin against. He still wakes up the woman or the man that's going out there to commit a sin or commit robbery. He's still waking them up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm speaking to somebody today because somebody's life, amen, has been put on hold, amen, because they decided they would follow Satan. Satan has nothing of God in him, nor is he anything, amen, that you would desire to want to be with if you know him. You see, I know him, amen. I've been before him. I've been down in hell, and I've been in his presence. I've been before his demons, and everything that he asked with me was tainted. Everything that he had tried to present to me had no value to it. Everything that he tried to do to me caused me to walk in error and caused me to hate my own self and my livelihood. But when I got saved, when I came to God, when I began to trust in God, God removed that slew for the dog and set him away from me. Hallelujah, and I have a made-up mind. When you return to God, that means your mind is made up. That means you done straightened up. An alcoholic, amen, when he's taking the sobriety test, amen, before the police officer, one of the things that he try to do is try to be just as straightened up as he can be, amen, before he have to walk that line or look at a pencil or say his alphabets or her, amen, they try to straighten up. That's what God wants you to do. He wants you to return back him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And curse the powers of the unclean thing. Resist him and he'll flee. Oh, yeah, some of us have to resist him for days and weeks and months. I don't care how many times he come to you. I don't care if he come all night long. I don't care if he come all day long. You tell that dog, say, I got something better than what you have to offer me. I ain't going to sin no more. I don't care if I have to leave this alone or lose this here. It's better me, I told that Messiah. It's better for me to do what I have than to receive what you have that only lasts for a season. You know, that was a blues player, and I think he's still living, I don't know, called B.B. King. He had a song out, "The Thrill Is Gone." He had to fool around with some woman, and she had to literally did him a job, I guess. It's been so long since I listened to blues. But anyway, after she had to did him this, amen, he seen her again and looked at her and realized that the thrill was gone. That's the way we should be with what Satan is trying to do to us. We should literally tell that devil the thrill is gone. You can't no more offer me anything because I got Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible said in the third verse, amen, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Amen. His going forth is prepared as the morning. Amen. His going forth is prepared as the morning. Every day we wake up, amen, we know that his going forth is already prepared. That means, amen, whatever he has on his agenda, whatever he has assigned for that day, amen, is prepared as the morning. He don't have to worry about it. We don't want to worry about things, but he don't have to worry about it because it's already established for that day. Now, this is what he want to do for you, saints. And he shall come unto us as the rain. And as the latter rain and former rain unto the earth. Somebody's looking for the rain and the latter rain and the former rain unto the earth. When rain comes, one of the things that it does, amen, in harvest time, amen, the rain is needed, amen, to supply, amen, the seeds, amen, nourishment, amen. Water nourishes, amen. And it brings so also transformation. Thank you, Jesus. Even as a mother, amen, she's travailing, and that baby is in the womb. That in that womb, in that that water that holds the baby, amen. It gives nourishment to the baby so that it can grow and develop. Well, water, amen. And I'm speaking this, amen. As far as Jesus is concerned, and then the natural rain itself. Jesus' water that came out of his side became our nourishment. It became, amen, our nourishment, thank you, Jesus, in the earth realm. It became our cleansing agent in the earth realm to purify us from all contaminations. Amen. Now, if you look over in Africa, one of the things that happened, and I give God the glory, it's because of the bugs and the insect and their way of life and not having the proper storage. Africans would take the seed, come on now, and what they would do, they would put it in like a sackcloth kind of bag, a burlap kind of bag, and they would hang it up in the ceiling, up in the roof, amen, where the opening is, amen, thank you, Jesus.
so that the insects could not get to it. Somebody's getting to your blessings. Amen. Somebody's trying to hold up your blessings. But if you go and do what God said, he's going to send you the rain and the latter rain. But before they hung it up so that the insects couldn't get to it, they would take and put water on it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. To keep, amen, literally keep the sack moistened, amen, so that the seed would in itself, in essence, dry out. So the water literally nourished it, amen, until it was time, amen, for seed planting and harvest. Then they would take those seeds out, soak them in water. That's the nourishment again. And then the seeds would literally soften up and be ready for planting. Amen. God wants the rain and the latter rain, the nourishment. Amen. The former rain to come to your lives. And in order for it to come, you got to return unto the Lord. Amen. Who is the author and finisher of your faith. Now, that's the blessings. Amen. That is the word that we meditate upon today. Amen. I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, as often as we come together, we always take the Lord's Supper, and we go to 1 Corinthians. Let me find my bearings. I give God the glory. Praise his name. Hallelujah. I'm excited, amen, about the Lord today. Amen. And I will tell you what I want to speak on because it's very important in just a few minutes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's 1 Corinthians, amen, chapter 11, verse, starting at verse 24. And the Bible says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." If you have your bread, you may take it now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then it said, after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. If you have your grape juice, you may drink it now. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to listen to this, and then I got a word, amen, to talk to you about. Amen. Hold on just a moment. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Saints, we don't want our running and our living to be in vain. You know, I tell you, I was led by the Spirit, so any given day that I'm on Blog Talk or wherever I go to minister the word, amen, the Holy Spirit literally tells me what to do. I don't try to jump and do something ahead of his will, because if I do, then I make a shipwreck of the things that God has appointed for me on that day. And I walk in my daily bread. I don't look at tomorrow and what it's going to bring, amen, because tomorrow will take care of itself for me. So I just praise God, and I thank God for what he's doing. And my cry has been out, amen, for many years for Israel. And in the late 90s and all the way up to now, I have cried out for Israel. Amen. I have made my plea to various ministries, to various saints, and I've told them what the Lord say. Israel need America. Amen. And we have been assigned, amen, by God to assist Israel. And I'm very concerned, amen, that the people that have been assigned have literally did little for Israel, and their plight as far as for freedom and for fulfilling the will of God in the future. Amen. And one of the things that the saints need to do is get the word out like never before, and literally pray for Israel. Thank you, Jesus. And they are God's chosen people, as well as we are, and it's a sad thing when Christians turn their back on the very God that has created everybody, but, amen, at the same time, they don't want to help, amen, their sisters and brothers. We can see our sisters and brothers in a need, and one of the things that we have done is shed up our vows of compassion. We don't have love for the sisters and brothers. We don't have love for the saints. Amen, and the doors, they're closed in your face, and thinking they are doing God a service when they put you out of the synagogues and try to critique you and try to tear you down, amen, in reference to what God has made applicable for, amen, every man that has the belief, amen, to literally stand up and listen to it and accept it. So we as the body of Christ have gone and literally been sold out, amen, unrighteous acts, amen, and stolen ourselves short, amen. We have turned our backs on Israel, amen. Even, I don't care if even if you had to spend a dollar a day or a dollar a month or $50 million, because some of us have the money to spend up to $10,000 and $20,000 a day, and it wouldn't affect them, amen. But it's being where we have put and placed our monies, and we have placed our times, amen, and our offerings as far as tithes and everything is concerned. We have placed them in the enemy's hand, and it's not bringing forth any kind of blessings. But the thing that is most important, amen, if you don't have anything to give over into Israel and to the various people that send you their letters, amen, the Jewish nation that try to get you to help support them, one of the things that you can do is pray, amen. Nehemiah, thank you, Jesus, seen the need of Israel, and he went forth and he cried out to build the walls of Jesus. Amen. And that would have taken away the reproach, and it did, from Jerusalem, because all around Jerusalem, the various nations, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, amen, the Syrians, the Philistines, and all of them had begun to mock Israel, amen, because of Israel's rebellion, they fail. Amen. When we rebel against God, we fall. Amen. But God's grace and mercy literally kept them. Amen. And he kept them as the apple of his eye. Amen. He knew, amen, through rebellion, amen, they would come and return back to him. And then he sent his son, Jesus Christ, amen, who died on the cross for all of us, amen, to let us know, amen, that God loves us, amen. Now, the Gentile era is almost up, excuse me. And the Jewish time is getting ready to come in. Amen. And it's coming in real fast. Now, I'm going to tell you, nobody know the day nor the hour when Jesus is coming back. Nobody know that. But this thing for sure, God knows it, and he's going to let him come in that day and time. So don't say that Pastor Barbara Burris prophesied that we're getting ready to be raptured or we're getting ready to do this in a few days and stuff like that. That would be a lie. What I'm telling you is I have a passion. I have a passion for Israel. I have a passion for pleasing the Father. And I have suffered much just to get a few words in. And I'd rather get a few words in than not to get anything in at all. So I'm not calling you and I'm not speaking to you and asking you for anything. I will do that, amen, in the future. But right now, if we can pray for Israel, if we can pray for the Jewish nations and keep them up for the Lord, amen, one whole month, amen, rest a day and pick them up again, but continue consecutively all year long until you, amen, get ready to go home, will you stand up for Israel? Would you do that for me? I love God. I love the Jewish nation. They are coming into the knowledge of God. Give them a chance, Gentiles, as God has given us a chance. He loves his people. May God bless you and have a blessed day. Praise God. Don't forget about the revival. Praise God.